Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music quarter presents a song by Jemimah Cita. Juanita Jemimah Cita, better known as Jemimah Cita, was born in Jakarta, September 14, 1999, and became known after participating in a talent search event on a national private TV station in 2021. After that, she started her professional career as a singer with song titled Separu in December 2021. On November 22nd, 2024, she returned to greet her fans with a new meaningful song full entitled Kamu Tak Sendiri, or You're Not Alone. This song tells about emotional support and empathy for people who are facing difficulties. Everyone will definitely face difficulties and problems. However, how someone deals with them is something that must be done in order to be able to rise and become better in the future with the support of others who make you feel not alone in facing it. Listeners, here is Jemimah Cita with Kamu Tak Sendiri.
Penuh gelisah, tak tentu arah. Oh wow, kamu tak sendiri. Pernahkah kamu memaksa kuat, walau hatimu terasa berat? Banyak mimpi yang tak kunjung nyata. Oh, kamu tak sendiri. Terjatuh sendiri seperti
Tarang Hawu Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holiday in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliff. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karang Hawu Beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karang Hawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove, so this beach is named Karang Hawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karang Hawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on this beach.
Here is quote of the day. To reach something, one must fight for it. Like picking coconut on the tree, you don't wait it fall like a ripe durian. It's a quote by Muhammad Nasir, an Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician and religious figure. He was the prime minister in the era of 1950 to 1951, the Masyumi organization figure and freedom fighter. He is known for his politeness, intelligence, modesty, care, and persistence. Still joining us, Indonesia today from Voice of Indonesia. Another good news from Indonesia, especially for those on birthday. Indonesian House of Representatives Deputy Speaker Cucun Ahmad Syamsurijal expressed his appreciation for the free medical check-up program, saying that the program is highly beneficial for the community, particularly those with limited access to healthcare services. According to him, this is a form of state presence in the 2025 state budget, and Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto's administration continues to make various strides in terms of people's welfare. And according to him, the free medical check-up program is an improvement in health services for the community. He has been supporting the program since it was first introduced, namely when President Prabowo's work team submitted its work programs to the House of Representatives. He urged each region to ensure all health instruments and infrastructure are ready to support the successful implementation of this program, including in terms of human resources. And he concluded that health workers must work according to the prevailing standard operational procedures, provide the best service for the community.
Voice of Indonesia. Today's sound.
Mungkinkah kau di sana? of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.
Bila tersayang jatuh di pangkuan, tiada keinginan hatiku menyayang selain dirimu. Bila tercinta seorang semampu diriku, selama bersama akan hanya saja cinta. Semenjak bersama takkan ada hasrat hilangkan cinta yang telah ada.
What is this food?
Rattan is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but rattan can also be food. The soft rattan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, the white parts of rattan are sliced. Then, it's ready to be eaten with heaping sauce. What is the name of this food? Pakat Rattan from North Sumatra.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Yang itu sebenarnya tradisi minum tehnya orang Sunda.
Nyanit is actually the tea drinking tradition of the Sundanese people. It originally developed by the communities around Mount Jugurai. The name comes from the Sundanese word nyandetkeun, which means to bring closer. So, through tea drinking, we can strengthen the bonds of togetherness among us.
Therefore, the explanation of nyanit, a tea ritual from the Sundanese land, which Dasep Bagusalam is striving to preserve. In the Nyanya tradition, the tea used comes from local plantations. It is brewed in the traditional way, using water sourced from springs around Mount Chikurai. Before boiling, prayers are recited over the water. The dried tea leaves are then added and left to steep for a while until the tea is ready to serve. When the tea is served in a teapot, the atmosphere must remain calm.
Ayo orangnya nih.
The glass of tea is rotated twice clockwise over the palm of the hand. Then, the aroma of the tea is inhaled 3 times. This is followed by sipping the tea 4 times gradually.
Jadi ada 4 seruputan.
So in the ritual, there are 4 sips of tea. The first sip is just to let the tea touch the tip of the tongue. The tea is still between warm and hot. We don't drink it all at once. And the second sip, let the tea reach the middle of the tongue. At the third sip, let the tea reach the back of the tongue. And at the 4 sips, hold the tea for 3 seconds before you swallow it.
Yang keempat, pangkal lidah ditahan 3 detik baru diminum.
The Sundanese old tradition is considered a medium for spreading religious teachings. It is said that Sunan Gunung Jati overused the Nyanya tradition as a way to propagate Islam. Moreover, every step of this tradition carries its own profound meaning.
Jadi, dua itu.
So, the ritual is actually meaningful. Rotating the glass twice symbolizes that life revolves around 2 things. Day and night, male and female, and others. Life is always about pairs. Inhaling the aroma 3 times signifies that our intention works. And action should always be good and pure. The meaning of the 4 sips is that within us, from we were born until we die. There are four elements that always accompany us: water, earth, air, and fire. These four elements will always be with us, providing goodness in line with what we see.
Memberikan kebaikan-kebaikan juga beriringan dengan apa yang kita inginkan.
This tradition, which has begun with faith even among the Sundanese people themselves, is now being revived by Gasep through the Nyanit Festival, which has been held since 2017.
Dampaknya alhamdulillah. Jadi
the impact of the Nyanit Festival is alhamdulillah, although it's not significant, but more people are curious, enthusiastic about Nyanit. Oh, we actually have a tea drinking tradition, and it encourages people to make tea drinking as a habit. And then, in my opinion, it has also contributed to increasing the appreciation for tea among the public.
Apresiasi masyarakat gemar minum teh.
Now, the Nyanit tradition is becoming increasingly well known. In addition to hoping that this tradition can be preserved, Gasep also aims for Indonesia to products which play an important role of this tradition to gain a special place in people's hearts.
Yang first tea in Indonesia remains preserved, especially in mountainous areas that still maintain their tea plantation, and our hopes for the future as the Nyanit community is to create a Nyanit village. This village will be integrated, not just hosting an annual festival, but also serving as a permanent Nyanit village.
Tahunan setahun sekali ya Nyanit tuh, tapi ada kampung Nyanitnya juga.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. Sing for me a sight and sound. Cause the beautiful nature and the
in remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Yang tak sempurna.
Manusia biasa or ordinary man. A song that makes us be television film lovers here in Indonesia, as if we were in a tea plantation. That's the set, usually. Luar biasa or extraordinary, that's one word that may suit to describe today's program of Indonesia Today. But unfortunately, the morning session of Indonesia Today has come to an end, and we move to the afternoon session of Indonesia Today with my colleague Faisal. So do stay tuned on voinews.id and RRI Digital mobile app channel VOI. And as always, we also have afternoon talk later at 3:15 p.m. Western Indonesia time that you can enjoy on our YouTube channel live on VOI Official. So now let's enjoy another song before moving on to the next session of Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Percayalah, aku
listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Joel. The song was popularized by Do Sumbang, a musician from West Java. The song lyrics tell the story of someone who cannot resist the presence of an ex-lover who has often hurt and betrayed him. However, every time the ex comes back, he finds it difficult to resist her presence. Despite trying to close the heart, the ex keeps coming and forcibly opening the opportunity to her heart. In the end, the key to the heart is lost and remains open forever. Well, listener, here is the song Joel by Do Sumbang. Enjoy!
Anjen datang dari sangat sabar barakai ngahiana nganyenye coro co anjen datang dari co anjen datang dari ku aneh aku ribet lengleng harare nutup hati Toro jo anjen datang deui
Kukuring itu
dibuka Rusa sengselna
Kukuring itu anjen dibuka
Tutup buka lengit kosina
Kukuring itu anjen dibuka
Tutup buka lesok tulakna Mama pantau muka sana Jawa anjen datang deui Kungsi ngahianat kungsi nganyenyeri Kuring leng-leng elek deui Daek deui poho-poe kanakanyeri
Kukuring itu cukup anjen dibuka
Here's Newsline.
Indonesian Prime Minister Budi Santoso has asked ambassadorial candidates to work together to expand export markets in the placement countries. According to Budi in a statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, in a briefing for Indonesian Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary candidates at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Office in Jakarta, Indonesian ambassadors candidates can assist in realizing the export growth target of 7.1% by 2025. Humanitarian assistance from the people of Indonesia sent through the National Amil Zakat Agency or Basnas has been received by the people of Gaza, Palestine. Chairman of Basnas, Nur Ahmad, through a statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, explained that the aid distributed with the cooperation of Egyptian humanitarian agency Sunnah Al-Haya contained 12,000 blankets and food packages consisting of flour, noodles, boxes, milk, beans, cheese, canned tuna, biscuit, box juice, and mineral water. That's Newsline.
Thank you.